This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
John Clark from Hastings in East Sussex. And I'm on the advanced plumbing course, and at the moment I'm on week 9.
So hi, this is T4TS Radio. Joining us today is John Clark. John's come from sunny climates up to the UK. We'll find out why. Hi, John.
Hello, mate.
Good. How are you doing, mate?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Lovely. So, John, tell us a little bit, especially with your accent, where are you from and what brought you up to the UK?
I'm originally from South Africa in Cape Town, and basically recession in 2008 closed my businesses down, and that's where I've ended up in the UK.
So how come you're doing training at the moment then?
Basically, you're never too old to learn, and you've got to reinvent yourself. And the plumbing course I've done a lot of building and building houses in the past, and just thought that the plumbing course would complement that and give me a certificate at the end of it that I could use.
Okay. Just out of interest, John, the certification that you're working on at the moment, can you transfer that back to SA at the appropriate time?
Yeah, well, it's City and Guild, so it's recognised anywhere in the world, basically.
Right, so everybody down in SA is happy if you decide to go back?
Yes. Now, City and Guilds is all over.
So how did you come across Train for Trade Skills then?
I was working at Tesco's in this country and obviously realised that this far, with my skills that I've got, I think it was an advert in one of the local newspapers, and then I just phoned them up and then somebody came around the house.
Oh, cool, so it was as simple as that. So then you started at home. And presumably, you were like so many other students, being the poor guy having to sort of manage his time to fit it all in. What was it like studying at home as a mature student?
No, that's quite straightforward because, to be honest with you, the TMAs are quite simple. You read the book, you fill in the forms, the paperwork, you send it off. And it's if you're prepared to spend a couple of hours or an hour every night, it's not an issue.
Okay, and were you a computer person before then? Because obviously this is all computer-based.
Not really, but maybe a two-finger typist, that kind of thing.
Oh, that makes two of us then. How did you get on with all the computer side of things?
Again, with all respect to Trade for Trade Skills, it's pretty straightforward. It's made quite easy.
Right, so the course worked for you and it was easy enough just to get on and get going with it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So then you are in your 9th week of your practical training. Well, what was it like when you first started the practical training?
Be honest with you, a little bit boring, if I say that, because being in the trade for quite a while, obviously Trade for Trade Skills has to start off everybody at the same level. So if you've got guys that have never ever seen anything about plumbing or whatever before. So we're all like starting at the very, very basics. So, but then that's just the way it is.
Okay.
So a bit boring, but you got to start somewhere.
And did you find that made it easier for you in the long term because you'd already had this experience out in the field?
Much easier. It just, unfortunately, things are slowed down so much. Like, you do a week's training course, Monday to Friday, which could probably be done in 3 days, but it's stretched over 5 days because obviously other people are a lot slower.
Yeah, so it's got to be balanced for everybody is what you're saying.
It's got to be balanced, yeah, I understand that.
Okay, cool. And so your work experience in the past had helped you immensely. So you're up to week 9 now, you're virtually there. So I guess I can ask the question, what's the big game plan when you've qualified?
Again, going home in 7 months' time and start up I've got my own plumbing business in this country at the moment, and I shall just transfer everything over there. I'll start up again in South Africa, get a van, get signage up and become self-employed again.
And how easy is that going to be in SA, do you think?
Very easy.
Really?
Artisans is a bit like Australia. Artisans, plumbers, electricians, very hard to come by. So there's always money to be made.
I do appreciate your time, John. Thank you so much, and I wish you every success for moving the business back out to SA, and I'm sure it's going to be a roaring success. Thanks, man.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.